Our reading for today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 to 11, verse 16. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising questions on the ground of conscience. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If one of the unbelievers invites you to dinner, and you are disposed to go, eat whatever is set before you without raising any question on the ground of conscience. But if someone says to you, "This has been offered in sacrifice," then do not eat it for the sake of the one who informed you and for the sake of conscience. I do not mean your conscience, but his. For why should my liberty be determined by someone else's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of that for which I give thanks? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense to Jews or to Greeks or to the church of God. Just as I try to please everyone in everything I do, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. Now I commend you, because you remember me in everything, and maintain the traditions, even as I delivered them to you. But I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of a wife is her husband, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covers dishonors his head. But every wife who prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, since it is the same as if her head were shaven. For if a wife will not cover her head, then she should cut her hair short. But since it is disgraceful for a wife to cut her hair or to shave her head, let her cover her head. For a man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and glory of God, but woman is the glory of man. For man was not made from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. This is why a wife ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, in the Lord, woman is not independent from man, nor man of woman. For as woman was made from man, so man is now born of woman. And all things are from God. Judge for yourselves. Is it proper for a wife to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not nature itself teach that if a man wears long hair, it is a disgrace for him? But if a woman has long hair, it is her glory. For her hair is given to her for a covering. If anyone is inclined to be contentious, we have no such practice, nor do the churches of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. This is Bill Volkt. I'm pastor at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Pineville, Louisiana, and also Augustana Lutheran Church in Alexandria, Louisiana. This morning we meditate on Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, and particularly chapter 10, verse 23 through chapter 11, verse 16. Do all things to the glory of God, is what St. Paul is saying. He writes to the congregation in Corinth about a number of things, and in today's reading, we hear particularly about foods and about head coverings. So do we get sidetracked by these topics and perhaps say that they're not relevant, or we ignore them because they don't seem to be topical? Rather, we should take a look at what Paul is writing about in an overall manner as we relate this passage to ourselves. Notice that when Paul writes about meat, whether from the market or on the dinner table of a host, he begins by saying, "Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." Paul, in a kind and teaching manner, uses examples to demonstrate his point that we are not to let things get in the way of someone else's good, not even our own selves. I've often spoken of and even preached on the idea of not putting things between us and Jesus. That might be traditions, it could be ornamentation, could be any kind of barrier where the focus goes away from Christ and what he has done, and it diverts attention to something else. Well, here Paul is not speaking directly about putting barriers between us and Christ, but maybe we could look at it as a subset of that. He's addressing placing barriers rather than doing good for others. So he states, "Do all to the glory of God." Then Paul continues by addressing head coverings. Head coverings. We really aren't familiar with that at all. But the context in which he continues reminds us of the order of creation in Genesis. First man, and then woman. Notice how he uses creation order when he describes man as the head of his wife, Christ as the head of man. And then there's something else added that's very important, that God is the head of Christ. Indeed, Christ, in a state of humiliation, was obedient to the Father, living a sinless life and obedient even to death, so that he could obtain our salvation. By adding this, we're reminded that we are not responsible only to ourselves, but there is an order established where we are to be under God the Father. Once that order of creation is described and our responsibility under God is established, Paul indicates in verses 11 and 12 that woman is not independent of man, nor man of woman. And then he continues, "And all things are from God." Paul is appealing to the Corinthians and to us that wherever we are in our station in life, that we are all connected to God. Not only connected to God, but Paul uses the word from God. God, who is the giver of all things. Again, where Paul has been going, now he is urging those Christians in Corinth to continue their worship in a manner that is proper for both themselves and others. Paul even brings up tradition in a good manner, saying to continue the tradition in prayer and teaching that he encouraged for them as beneficial to worship, these including head coverings as an example. Look again at how St. Paul ends chapter 10 and begins chapter 11. He says there to be imitators of Christ, to be Christ-like in our relations with others, whether in our sharing of meals, our teaching, our worship, so that we honor our Savior and also don't present barriers or stand in the way of others as the wonderful message of Christ enters their life. Paul says it in this way, not seeking my own advantage, but that of many, that they may be saved. Today, see the marvelous things that God has done in your life. Consider what Jesus has done through his suffering, death, and resurrection for your salvation. And then be prepared to share that with others in a manner that's not impeded by things, but is rather built up by our own lives and our actions. And now, may God bless our day, and may God be with us as we seek to do things to the glory of God as we serve others. Amen.
We thank Pastor Bill Vogt for this meditation on God's Word.